Blog Talk Radio.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Afternoon. Thank you for calling in or talking to us. Talk DCX with Travis and Ron. This is Travis over here to my left. I am Ron Scarlett. Welcome to another edition of Talk DCX Sports. Unfortunately, that Cowboys came to town last week and we lost to the Falcons, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Heartbreaker there. But I'm going to get into some scores right now, then we'll go ahead and get to talking about our boys. But we're going to start off with a Thursday night game with Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers beat them like they stole something or like money, either or. Either way, Tennessee got 40-17. I think Pittsburgh is peaking right now, don't you think?
Yeah, we can go up that from an AFC standpoint, but I'll say what I've been saying at the beginning of the year, all moves going through New England. So it don't make a difference to me who's kicking whose butt in the AFC, who's got the best record. You don't get it through, if you don't make it through New England, you're going anywhere.
Yeah, because New England's so strong, doing what they do, I guess.
Well, I'm gonna see them guys are not making any mistakes. Not one.
And the thing about it is Tom Brady, it makes no difference who he got that receiver spot or running back spot. Do you think he's the best out of his players, or is it Belichick to see good talent?
I think it's a combination of both. Personally, you know, Tom Brady, I mean, he's a natural talent. So then you got Bill Belichick, I mean, he can't make any wrong coaching decisions. Yeah, they lose a couple of games this year, squeakers, get bowled out. They didn't get the brakes beat off of them. They lost. But it's just been, to me, I just think that AFC is it's gonna be a hell of a division. Like I told, also at the beginning of the year, watch out for Jacksonville. They gonna be sleepers this year. They gonna some folks sleep. Jacksonville is going to do it. I believe Pittsburgh, they got their division hands down. I don't worry about it. Jacksonville's going to win their division. Niggas going to win their division. I guess I'm going to go and stick my neck out and say Kansas City.
You think Jacksonville's going to win their division?
Heck yeah, they're going to win their division. Yeah, Jacksonville win their division. Nobody's going to stop them.
I heard that.
So the end game is those are your division winners. Your two wild card teams are going to probably come out of. I'm going to say that Buffalo is going to become a wild card team. This is me speculating. I don't know. I couldn't begin to tell y'all that I'm an expert. But it's to me like Buffalo or the Jets. But I'm going to be more Buffalo than anything. And then I can't see anybody else coming out except maybe. Maybe Houston. Everything's gonna go to England. It's nothing up in the air. I mean, it's up in the air right now.
Okay. Basically, we had a lot of scores there at halftime. Jacksonville Jaguars playing Cleveland Browns and at the half. Jacksonville, like you said, is up 10-7 at the half. Buccaneers 20-7. Oh, they don't have James Winston today.
Why not?
He's hurt.
I didn't know he was hurt.
Yes, he's hurt. They don't have Jameis Winston today. Yeah, 20-7. But also, Dolphins went and picked up, last week he was on TV. Jay Cutler.
Dolphins always Cutler.
No, it's not Jay Cutler. It's somebody else they picked up.
A quarterback on the team?
Quarterback. Yep, quarterback off the
team. All right. Well, told you how much I've been keeping up with the Dolphins.
Ravens up 12-0 at the end of the third quarter. 12-0 Ravens over the Packers. We knew Packers was once one of them missed a discount double check, got injured. We knew Green Bay was going to be able to sustain.
Detroit's got that division hands down.
But you said that Detroit's 21-7 over the Bears right at halftime.
Well, they get back. Vikings
7-7 over the Rams. Now, that's a good game. That should be a good game today.
Vikings could be a sleeper.
Yeah.
But Vikings got a better record. But I just got this feeling that Detroit is going to step up. The next few games, Detroit is going to take out that division.
Got you. We have Cardinals 14-10 over the Texans. They're at the half right now as well. And the Giants are beating the Chiefs right now, 63. That don't mean nothing, by the way.
I mean, for the Giants, it's more of a moral victory than it is anything else for the Giants.
Right. What were you telling me? Weren't you telling me that you think the Giants are probably going to end up trying to lose the rest of their games so they can get better draft picks this year?
First of all, at the beginning of the year when the Giants started losing all their games, the first thing I said was Giants always been the second half of the season team.
Yeah.
They're squeaking in the playoffs or anything, but now it's too late for them now. They too far in the rabbit hole now. But I did say a couple of weeks ago I would not be surprised if the Giants lose all the games. They got to.
They need a quarterback.
Eli Manning is not the future of the New York Jets. Eli Manning is not it. It's not it. He's done. Stick a fork. He's baked. I mean, it would have been nice to go out on top for the championship. It would have been nice.
Yeah.
But you don't have what you catch with Beckham out now.
Yeah.
He's done. I think you lost a defensive lineman. I forgot his name. You lost to him. I mean, you really don't have anything. So basically, you're just playing just for stats this year, trying to see if you don't be last in your division. Right now, you ain't nipping on anybody's heels because you only got one win.
Well, I think by Odell going out, that was not a happy thing, I'm sure.
Because
you know they think they was indestructible with Odell Beckham out there.
Well, you remember that big crew with Torres? Torres ACL. He got better, and what'd they do? Ran. Don't be surprised.
They're not going to trade Odell Beckham. I didn't say that. I thought it was a possible chance. I thought he was going to have the dynamic duo there. I didn't know after one more year they just was going to let him go. You know, they was even doing commercials together, wasn't
it? Tom Coughlin and all the rest of them coaches know. When he made that decision, you tell your ACL, you're never going to be the same. People say, well, you tell your ACL, you get better. No, you don't. I don't know who told you all that.
That's true.
You tell an ACL, you're done.
That's true. All right. Redskins over the Saints right now. Saints got a what? 7-game on the streak going?
Yeah.
And Washington is giving them a little bit of work right now.
Good. They need it.
They had the half, though, 17-13, and they in Seattle. So, you know, that'll change. By the time we get off the air, not Seattle, I'm sorry. Redskins are in New Orleans. It'll change.
I'm going to say that's going to be a good game because the Falcons are playing them tomorrow night.
It would be. Games today at 4 o'clock, our second half, we got the Bills over the Chargers. Bengals playing the Broncos, Patriots playing the Raiders, and tonight, of course, you know, we have the Eagles with our Dallas Cowboys. I'm hoping that the Eagles think they're going to try to take us lightly because we got some people allowed to go ahead and play smash mouth football. But you know divisional, what happens in a division. Anything can happen when you're playing division football. You think your team is superstars and they got it going on, and we got Dallas Cowboys missing a few key players, and you kind of take it a little bit easy on them, and it doesn't work out for you. That's what I'm hoping to see right now. And then you have Monday Night Football. You have the Falcons going on down to Seattle to play the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to probably turn right back into the old Falcons again and get their butts torn. I said it. I don't care if you like it or not. I'm going to stand by it. And we'll see what happens. But now, let's get to this Dallas Cowboy and this offensive line.
First, before we do that, real quick, that number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboy fans, any kind of fans, that number is 646-716-9186. If you wish to talk, go ahead and press 1, and our wonderful producer, Mr. A.M. Styles, will let you in. You can ask any question that you want, any questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, anything you might have, you go ahead and just give us a buzz at 646-716-9186. Now, also before we get started talking about what I really felt was probably one of the dumbest jobs of coaching I've ever seen in my life, before we get started on that, I just wanted to go ahead and talk to some people. Everybody that came in last weekend, we had when I say it was phenomenal, when I say it was off chain, when I say it was crazy, insane, nuts, I would probably be, that probably be an understatement.
Use more.
Yeah, I can't even figure out the word anymore. At this same location where we are now, we were actually, we were packed out last weekend. And, some of us are just now we're just now recuperating from all of the activities. You know, closing a club down at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 in the morning and setting up a day party, and then getting that done, then going and dealing with a tailgate all weekend. I'm going to tell you something, the presence from all the groups that came in, that's the True Stars.
Lady Hard Hitters.
True Star Nation, Cowboy Stars of the Carolinas, Tina, James, Ariel, Daniel, phenomenal job. Coach, I'm going to call you Coach. Coach, wonderful job. You guys showed up, you showed up. You represented the Cowboys like nobody could have ever represented them. And we just had a wonderful time, man. If it wasn't for the yelling and screaming. Well, just got our voices back.
They came in busloads, man. That's the thing about it.
They came in buses. I mean, if you haven't seen it, go to DC Extreme Fan Club. Go to the page, look at the photos. I mean, it was phenomenal in here last week. It's just, we couldn't catch our breath for 5 seconds in here without, it was just crazy. I mean, you just had to have been here to see it. And the good thing about it is we're going to do everything in our power to make this happen again next year, because we are coming back. And for all you Falcons fans who love to talk shit, I know you. Y'all love to talk tons of shit and say, well, your team is garbage. Y'all beat us. Hands down. No excuse. Take my hat off to you. I'm not going to say anything derogatory about the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I am going to say about the Falcons. When y'all get y'all butts kicked, we don't hear from y'all the whole week.
No.
You win, that's when we hear you talking stuff all day long. You beat the Cowboys, and now you think you're ready for another Super Bowl run.
Man.
I hate to tell you, fans, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you understand, it ain't nothing personal. It'll be a cold day in hell before y'all see another Super Bowl. I'm telling you that now, because you got too many obstacles in your way right now. your own division for one. Then you got to think about the Rams. Man, you got to think about, oh, come on, bro. Y'all ain't going nowhere. I'm going to tell you like this. If we don't go, we'll have a Super Bowl party. Bring your butts over here, sit with us. Chill with us. How about that, Ron? Let's open up to the Falcon fans. Y'all asses ain't going nowhere.
Come on out. Come on out. For them to come on out. But it was, as Travis said, I want to thank everybody for coming out. We had a wonderful, wonderful time with everybody, even though it was kind of tiresome. We got done. We had people from California, Miami, North Carolina, South Carolina. Was it Tennessee?
Oh, yeah, Tennessee. Yeah.
Tennessee.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Macon, Georgia. Yeah. Oh, there were some people came from Toledo, Ohio, Florida. I actually saw one. Guys, he was a hitter out of New Jersey.
How about that?
How about that?
Man, but they showed up and they showed out. They showed us a lot of love. We got a lot of responses on Facebook and on our DCX webpage, how much good time they had, and planning a trip to go down to Carolina because they are ready to open their arms out to us to come out there and party with them and tailgate and go to the game. So we're looking forward to doing that as well. Remember, that's going to be next year. We don't know any dates right now, but if you want to jump on the bandwagon and come on out there and go to Carolina with us, we're going to be leaving out on a Saturday and coming back on a Sunday night. It's going to be late Sunday night because we don't know what time the game is. And if they just so have to play Sunday night football, I guess we'll come back on Monday, you think?
Yeah. We don't know the schedule yet.
Right.
We don't, and you know we're not going to get scheduled until draft weekend. That's when we'll find out exactly who, what, when, what time, where, how. We'll know all the questions then.
Right.
So basically, we can't really do anything serious until we get that. But, yeah, our intentions is to go to Carolina for that game. And, of course, they will be hosting people coming back to Atlanta again next year for the Cowboys when they come to town. Johnny Clear, my classmate, my good buddy, 646-716-9186. I'd love to hear from your trash can mouth. Give me a call, 646-716-9186. Oh, he's a diehard Cowboy.
I'm surprised that none of my Philly folks ain't buzzing on yet.
They will.
Because they know.
Give them a minute.
They know what's going to happen to the Eagles today. But I'm surprised they haven't called in. I see Marvin's watching. Marvin, he's one of them big Philadelphia Eagle fans as well. You can call in if you want to, Marvin. Once again, he gave you the number. The number is 646-716-9186. I know you fans are slow, so I'm going to give you a second and go ahead. And write it down. I know how slow you are in Philadelphia. So I'm going to give it to you one more time. I'm going to do it real slow. That's 646-716-9186. You call in if you want to get into the queue and talk to us. All you do is press the number one, and you can come on in and we can go ahead and talk about tonight's game. Well, the night's massacre, what we're going to do to y'all, because y'all think y'all got everything in the bag. But, 8 wins is enough for y'all. That's about it right there.
Just real quick, I'm going to touch on this and then let Ron pick this up and run with it. That's fine. I'm just going to say it. In my opinion, I said the same thing about Tony Romo, and I'm a diehard fan. I said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. I said we would never win a championship with Tony Romo. And the reason why, because Tony can't deal with the pressure. During the regular season, Tony Romo would run his stats up. He'd run his numbers up to the point where you would have to give him a Mercedes-Benz every year.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute we get in the playoffs, for some reason, Tony Romo goes on vacation. And I used to say that about him all the time. It wasn't to be evil. It was just to tell the truth. We'll never win a championship with Tony Romo. He can't get us there. Well, I'm going to say the same thing about Jason Garrett and his coaching, and his whole coaching staff. Any idiot knew would see that Chaz Green was struggling. He was struggling the whole game. You made no adjustments. You made no adjustments, not one. I would put a tight end over there with him. I'd put a fullback with him. I would have done something to keep Chaz playbook off of Dak. Now, here's my problem. I'm pissed off at Jason Garrett because you could have got Dak killed. You could one good blindside hit, and here's the image of Dak laying on the field, holding that shoulder, fractured shoulder, everything else. Now, our chances of even better that's hard. For you to sit there on that side with that stick on your face, like you know what's going on. And I'm pretty sure people walked up and told you, hey, man, do something. This guy, he's getting Dak killed. Nope. You made no adjustments. You changed nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, I have no respect for Jason Garrett. I have no respect for Rob Marinelli when Sean Lee went out. You made no adjustments on defense to put a linebacker. What happened to Justin Durant? Is he still a Cowboy? Durant still a Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him out there? You made no adjustments when Sean Lee went out. Here we go. Nobody's making any adjustments. Offensive coordinator. What adjustments? Nobody did anything. Hell, I could have ran down there and done a better job of coaching. I think if this is it, Jerry need to make decisions at the end of the season. We need to say goodbye to Jason Garrett. We need to coach a staff that really can coach. Man, it's not a coach. I'm sorry. Y'all. Everybody can get mad at me for saying call this and whatever you want to say. But the bottom line is this guy is not an NBA coach. Jason Garrett was a replacement. He was a buggy. That's what he was. He's shown you nothing as a coach. What has he shown you? One playoff, and we didn't even make it to the first round. Through first round.
Last year. Won the division.
And we played against, we had a bye, and we played.
We won the division. A little bit at a time.
Dude, we've been praying for championship for over 23 years.
Right, but we always been getting taken out right away.
What?
We won our division. I can say that.
We won last year.
We're talking about we won our division, and then it's the same thing.
We're talking about a damn Super Bowl trophy.
That's true. We ain't
getting that either. So what's your point?
All I'm saying is we won our division.
Wow. It looked good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys won their division last year.
Yay.
Yay. I swear sometimes, I do believe you got dropped on your head in Philly as a baby.
I pretty much did.
You probably did. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can tell you now, the title of the show is, what is the state of the Cowboys right now? What do you honestly think? There's a chance. I looked at ESPN this morning. I did NFL channel this morning. And pretty much everybody's thinking the same way I think. We're done. Yes. Do I want us? Yes, of course. Of course. Realistically, looking at what we have to work with and what's going on, I just don't see it. I don't. Now, even if we beat the stuffing out of Philly tonight, and I hope we do, even if we beat the living stuffing out of Philly tonight, does that mean we're ready for a championship run? I just don't see it. I don't see it. Our defense has proven they can't win without Sean Lee. We can't win without Sean. We need it.
You know, that's
but he can't stay healthy.
That's another. Well, you know what? On Sean Lee's defense, Sean Lee is a football player who puts it all out there. He shouldn't because they try to get him to calm down sometime, but he's just one of them players that just give everything he got. In the long run, it doesn't help us if you don't stay healthy. Every year you get hurt except for one season so far.
Why are you defending Sean Lee? I didn't say anything bad about it.
No,
I said it's a proven fact that we can't win.
So we got to get somebody else out there that's just as good as Sean Lee. That's what we need to look for.
Justin Durant. We'll go with him.
Yeah, but it's Justin Durant is not a Sean Lee.
But is he still on the roster? You said yes.
Yes, he is.
Justin Durant is still on the Cowboys roster? Yes, he is. All right. I believe you. I ain't heard a peep out of him all season. So you mean to tell me he's been sitting on that bench this whole time?
It probably hurt.
Okay.
It probably hurt. Who's that right there?
So he's active?
Let's see.
Well, I mean, here's what it is, dude.
All right. Same thing. They're not going that far yet. Say where he at, but
I ain't heard his name all year. You can't tell me he's still a Cowboy. Why would you bench somebody like that? Why would the dude? He's got good tackle numbers, and you taking his.
It's a looking to start Justin Durant versus the Rams as Sean Lee battles injury. Missed September 29th, 2017.
All right, so he's still a Cowboy. I mean, I don't understand why you got him sitting on the bench. You didn't utilize him last week. I don't understand that. But I guess I do understand that. I take that back. I do understand that. I understand wholeheartedly. They're a bunch of idiots. That's the truth. They don't know what they're doing, man. You got, I'm sorry, coaching 101. And ain't nobody can call in and tell me that if you see your tackle struggling, you're not going to pull him and you're not going to get him help. Tell me that there's one coach there that agrees with that. And when your quarterback get killed, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
You're right about that.
So guess who we got? We're old Mother Hubbard. And what's his name's in the cover? Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
His first NFL debut, what did he do?
What did he do?
Threw a pick.
That's true.
In the offseason, I mean, during the preseason, Cooper Rush pretty much did a great job in preseason. First chance he got to get under center, threw a pick. So, like I said, jitters. If you want to see Dak sit on the sideline in a sling or something.
So, is he going to be if they keep going the way they're going?
He's going to be if you keep going the way you're going. That dude can't take all them damn hits and sustain all that and walk away and dust it off like it's nothing.
That's
come on,
sure.
Man. Can't do that.
Hey, Natalie. How you doing? Hey, Cynthia. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, but get back what you said. You are right. You're totally right. If he don't get no help, if they haven't come up with a remedy for the situation that we had last week, we're sunk. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're absolutely right because everybody saw the playbook, right? And they know for a fact the best way to the quarterback right now is right where they're going.
Pretty much, you got to be some kind of dumbass not to watch the film of the Cowboys and Chad Green can't block his way out of the egg cart. He'll stand up there as the Eagles and not utilize that. Of course, they're going after Chad Green.
Yeah.
You got to be a fool not to. So what are you going to do to ensure, because I think Philly is going to be a little bit rougher on us than Atlanta was.
Okay.
I really don't believe Claiborne had any intentions of trying to hurt Dak Prescott.
He wasn't trying
because
to hurt
he
him.
He wasn't trying to hurt him. He was just taking a if
he couldn't believe he was that open.
Right.
To get
but
there,
here's
to get
the thing.
The
now you got a rivalry, an NFC East rivalry. Do you think for 1 second they're going to try to lay Dak down like a little baby? They're going to try to bend his ass right there in that field. That's what they're going to try to do to him. Call it what you wish.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I'm hoping that we had all week to solve this problem. I'm hoping all week long we had a chance to solve this problem because if we didn't solve this problem that happened last week, I'll be right on the bandwagon with you to say Jason Garrett has to go.
I said that last year. I didn't
you
care about the fact that
you can
win.
Say it. You
Jason Garrett, I've always said Jason Garrett needs to go. Jason Garrett needs to go. He's a horrible coach. Horrible. I mean, you can defend him all you want to. But if the adjustments are made today.
That's what I say. We'll see today what adjustments they make. They're going to have to spread the ball. The running game is obvious.
You can't spread the ball when you're running for your life.
That's true. But I'm saying maybe they have something for this time. I'm pretty sure they'll come out with something that's going to protect Dak.
Yeah, it's called a 38. Slap all you want. That's the only way you're going to stop them. If you got Chad going in that corner, you're not giving no help. You better give Chad a 38.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be well prepared this time. I really think they do. Hey, LeBaron, what's going on, Mr. Robinson? Once again, if anybody want to comment, get into the conversation, just give us a call to say hello. You can give us a call to the telephone number at 646-716-9186. Once again, that's 646-716-9186. When you get into the queue, press 1, and we'll see you come up on the board here, and we'll get you on the talk show, and we can go ahead and talk about sports in general. I know a lot of people from Philadelphia is, I'm surprised they haven't called in yet to try to tell me what's going to happen to my Dallas Cowboys today, unless they're not sure what's going to happen themselves. Philadelphia is playing in Dallas today, which Philadelphia has been on fire, but when is the fire going to go out? Is this the time for the fire to go out?
Oh, they already in the playoffs. There ain't no fire. Yeah. Fire going to continue. They can lose all the rest of their games. Philly's gone. They're going in.
They have the wire because we're going to win the rest of ours. You say they all go talking again, right? I got to speak up.
You said that was Coke you was drinking.
Nah, it is Coke. That is hilarious.
We're gonna win the division. Dallas is going to win the division, and Philadelphia is going to be the wild card.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Hey.
Dog. Do
love. If I'm not right, they will say I'm crazy. But if I am right, they will think I'm a genius.
No, this nigga don't think you're crazy. This nigga don't think you're crazy.
Either way. I'm sitting here looking at these scores here. They're all pretty much still the same. Buccaneers is up to 10. Nothing over the Packers. The Lions are up over the Bears. 17. Rams and Vikings are still locked at 7. Cardinals and Texans. Texans are up now. 17-14 over the Cardinals. The Giants are still at the same place they were, 6-3 over the Chiefs. And Washington is still 17-13 over the Saints. And that's what I got so far. It doesn't seem like anybody's moving anywhere. But this is week what? Week 11?
Yep.
If you don't have it by now, then what?
We don't. We don't have nothing.
But I am predicting a win today.
Good for you.
I'm predicting a win today.
Good for you.
Come out there.
I'm so proud of you thinking that way.
We coming straight out. We playing smash mouth football. We took a hit on the chin. And everybody think we can come back from it. Every time my Dallas Cowboys end up losing the game and something go wrong with somebody being hurt, the first thing they say is, oh, that's it. It's all over. That's my boys. I'm sticking with them. And that's the bottom line, because Ron Scarlett said so.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but okay.
That's like Stone Cold too often. I think that Stone Cold said so.
Yeah, Stone Cold. Yeah. Something wrong actually.
I know.
Getting back to the state of the Cowboys, I mean, personally, once again, I think the Cowboys are done. I hate to think like that. I really do. I like sitting there saying things like that about a team that I just support to death, but I just don't see us. I don't see us knocking anybody out. I don't see it happening. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I hope it does. I really do.
We're going to win today.
All right.
Gonna win. You heard it.
Say what you want to say.
8:29 come or whatever the case may be. We're gonna start it off and we just gonna just make it do what it do, man. We was embarrassed last week. We don't like that. We don't like being embarrassed.
Who don't like
Cowboys?
I hate losing.
Cowboys don't like being embarrassed.
Especially to a garbage team like the Falcons. I hate it losing. But we deserve that butt kick. We deserve it.
Yeah.
Once again, piss poor coach. That's all there is to it. You cannot win with that kind of coach. So yeah, I don't care. We deserve that L. We got exactly what we deserve. An L. We get over.
You know, we did do that, but don't forget, first of all, we won't be talking to you Thanksgiving, because everybody be in different cities and things like that. Are we on the air? No, we won't be talking to you guys Thanksgiving, but everybody have a happy Thanksgiving nevertheless. But we do got some games coming up on Thanksgiving Day, as you know. Vikings are going to play the Lions at 12:30. Chargers and the Cowboys. Not that we're playing Washington. I guess we're not. We're playing the Chargers at 4:30. And then the Giants and the Redskins match up 8:30 that night. So that's football. But I thought it would be more exciting teams than that, because I say the Vikings are going to beat the Lions, the Cowboys are going to beat the Chargers, and the Redskins are going to beat the Giants. That's clear cut and dry.
Somewhat.
Any qualms over that?
Probably not.
I didn't think it would be.
Probably not.
That's just... It would surprise me if anything went different than that. But we got to go ahead and get this one under our belt right now.
I hope we can get this win under our belt.
That's what we need to do. I've got to jump the week. Okay, there we go. All right. Scores are still the same. Oh, once again, if you'd like to call in and talk to us, our telephone number is 646-716-9186. That's 646-716-9186. Press 1 if you'd like to get in and talk to Travis or myself. We are talking more sports than just the Dallas Cowboys, if you'd like to talk about anything else. But it's football season, so it's kind of hard to talk about anything else except for that whipping we talked about last week in boxing. That was just crazy. Jay Cutler is being evaluated right now for possible concussion for Miami. I just seen that come up, flash up on my board here. It's not like anybody going to be missing Jay Cutler, but I guess he is quarterback in NFL, and I'm not, so I guess I can't hate on him, right?
I guess.
That's for sure. What we have as far as our division, Travis, I know they say right now Philadelphia is dominating. They're doing all the right things. They got all the right players in the right place. Washington is, you say Washington is about where we are right now?
Yep.
Because one win or one loss could have changed the whole thing.
Exactly. We're literally neck and neck with them, literally neck and neck.
Literally, right? Yeah, because unless they lose today and we win. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I can tell you now, as the rest of the season comes to an end, I just don't think that we could win enough games. I mean, it just depends.
You don't. I'm still hanging on, because I'm still convinced one or two players does not change a whole team. I still refuse to believe that. I don't think so. But like you said, with the coaching, you never know. And you was asking me earlier about the, I think I was telling you that Jameis Winston was out today.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm looking on here. He is out from an injury from last week. That's what it was. It was an injury from last week.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah. I kind of hate when we got these late games, when we got to play so late. Especially on a Sunday night.
Yeah, because a lot of folks got to go to work Monday, so a lot of people aren't going to be out. The bar's not going to be, you know, jumping right now. It's really not that big in the bar right now.
I didn't see 15 people in there.
I didn't see nobody in there. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty slow day for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Redskins are still up on the Saints, 17-3. Anybody go into the fourth quarter. It's kind of surprising. I mean, the Saints have been hot. Now all of a sudden, well, I ain't going to say, I'm not going to take it away from them. I mean, any given Sunday, right?
Any given Sunday, that is correct.
That is crazy. The Lions over the Bears, everybody expected that. We don't expect that.
So why are they?
Huh?
I was looking to see what you. Yes, it's tight. Nobody's actually pulling away and just.
Yeah, it's just like every time I look, you expect to see some blowout, something like that. But I haven't seen anything, any indications of a blowout for anybody today, just so far. Anyway, I mean, right now. If it was a playoff with today, we would not be in it. Right?
Right.
We would not be in it. What is this? Oh, you texting back out again. But I'm thinking we're working on a game plan. We got a game plan in play right now that is going to work for us today. Gonna work for us.
I don't know. I mean, once again, we're gonna have to keep riding this out to see what's gonna happen. I keep telling you, I just gotta keep looking at it from that standpoint, man. It's just not gonna be.
You know, and I'm looking from a fan standpoint. Is that what it is? I'm looking for a diehard Cowboy fan standpoint.
And it's okay to be a diehard Cowboy fan. Nothing wrong with it. It's not wrong with it.
I love my boys, but I see so much potential in our guys that's why I always say that they always got a shot. Even if we are missing Ezekiel Elliott, I think it's more parts to our team than just Ezekiel Elliott. even though we missing some parts on the defense. Our defense has shown a lot of heart this year. We're not giving up the monstrous plays that we were last year. We're not giving up big plays. It's just a little fundamental thing.
Yeah, we did give up a couple of monster plays. I mean, that play with Kansas City, that midfield screen crap that it's never worked for anybody, never worked against anybody but us.
Right. But that was a fluke. That was a fluke. Somebody missed a tackle, and that was it. It was a fluke. That's what I'm calling it.
All right, it's a fluke, man. We'll go.
It was.
All right, dude.
What did you say? You said a play that never worked.
Has never worked on.
Has never worked.
It's never worked on anybody.
Right. It never worked. But finally. Something that never works is going to work sooner or later.
Yeah.
And it never worked. So I hated that it happened to work on us, but we got the W.
That's one way of looking at it.
We did get the W. But it's just a few things, and I know you're going to say coaching, but it's just going to take a few things to put it all together. We got a good offensive team. That's for starters. I would not get rid of anybody on offense.
Right.
No one. Defense, our line is strong, right? I wouldn't get rid of anybody on the front line.
No, but injuries do happen, dude.
Right. Now, middle linebacker. Of course, we know Sean Lee stayed hurt, but I think we need somebody else out there. And secondary.
Like a who?
That's a good question.
I mean, who? What premier linebacker is out there without a job? I mean, what linebacker is up to even Sean Lee's caliber? He's sitting at home without a job right now.
I know secondary with no job. Cromartie playing?
Are you kidding me?
Was he on the TV?
Dude, what is it with you? What is in that cup, man? Cromartie?
Yeah, we need somebody. I'm reaching, man.
Yeah, you are reaching.
that secondary, man, is just... It's been an Achilles heel now for what? 5 to 7 years now?
Our secondary?
Yes.
Before that, it was our front line, that defensive line.
It was the front line.
Then it was the secondary.
Yes.
We all knew that, I mean, Claiborne and Carr.
We knew that. Okay. Now we got these.
Trying to keep it throwing up right now.
Now we got these rookies in there.
Rookies always get better.
Yes.
If rookies don't get better, guess what rookies do?
Rookies go home.
Rookies go home.
Yes.
So rookies are going to get better.
Rookies, you're right. Rookies are getting, and I think they're getting better every week. They need to stop some of that holding. But I guess I'll take a hold before I get beat deep.
Give or take.
Yes. I mean, you don't want it at a crucial time. But at the same time, I'd rather take a hold than get beat deep, period. And they're getting better. Them young boys are getting better. But for the life of me, I do not know why Heath is out there. Cowboys.
Because we let J.J. Wilcox go.
True.
That's why Heath is out there.
True.
That's because we let J.J. Wilcox go. And we shouldn't let him go.
We always been known for what? A hard-hitting safety.
Oh, yeah.
You come across that middle, you only going to do it one time.
Just Barry Church laid the lumber.
Exactly.
And Barry Church is, like I said, Barry Church moved on. I mean, he laid it. Wilcox laid it.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing else you can say. They're gone. Now we got to find another premier safety that's willing to bring the lumber.
He is not the one.
Well.
He's not the one. So you can go ahead. You see how many... In the middle of the screen, I mean, in the middle of the field passes they had going across that middle last week? Because they're not afraid of going across the middle.
No, it's just that any good defense can shut Matt Ryan down in a minute. And for some reason, we decided to play mediocre football last week. And that's why Matt Ryan pretty much became the passing leader in the NFL. And Claiborne became Pro Bowl bound now. The only thing that you did was you sent Claiborne to the Pro Bowl
for one game.
For what shit, yeah? You get six sacks in one game.
And then make sure.
I bet you Claiborne going to Pro Bowl. What you want to bet?
What do I want to bet?
What you always bet? A bottle of Hennessy. That's what you bet.
So I should do my commercial. This show is sponsored by, I can't say that.
You can't say that.
until Hennessy give me something, I can't say it's sponsored by Hennessy. I talked to a guy yesterday while we're sitting there talking about this. He does car detailing. And when I was in there getting my hair cut, I told him that I would give him a shout out if he offered me not a free detail to me, but a free card for a detail that he would do and put that in the pot as far as the drawing. And he said he would do that.
Okay. Did you get the card?
Yes, I got the card. Of course. And he said he would do it as long as we put his name out there for his detailing. But he got to do it first because he ain't done nothing.
No, I'm saying... Go ahead, shout him out.
I'm not shouting him out right now.
Okay, well then.
Not into what he say is true.
Okay.
But you know what? The card, back, I do have the card. I was going to say the card is at home. But he's probably not listening. But at the same time, what is his business name? Auto Spy and Detail. That's Auto Spy and Detail. His name is Rick. If you'd like to get in touch with him, you can call him at 678-653-0673. I'm going to give him another shout out again because I want that drawing free detail for somebody.
for my group. His name is Rick. 678-653-0673. And it's Auto Spot in Detail. He did my car before. He did an excellent job. So, giving out a free detail for our drawing. I'll make sure I come back out next week again and give him a shout out again as well, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So I appreciate that.
Hey, well, good job, Ron, not shouting him out. Boy, we don't know what we'd do without you.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all would miss me.
Yeah, you.
Gone.
That was a good job of not shouting him out. All right.
I just found it, so that's why I just did it.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Let me go ahead and read you a little article that came out. Get this thing out the way. Basically, the title of the article is, "Are the Cowboys Done? What Happened in Atlanta? Who is to blame for the loss against the Falcons?" All right. Up next, we got the Eagles, who had a bye last week. Have the NFL's best record, 8-1. I'm sorry, they have their NFL's best record, 8-1, and have won 7 consecutive games. This is the 5th time in franchise history the Eagles have started a season 8-1 or better, 49, 60, 80, 2004. And the team advanced to the NFL Championship Super Bowl in each of the previous 4 instances. Dallas is 5-4, coming off an awkward 27-7 loss at Atlanta. It is their first game without suspended running back Ezekiel Elliott, an injured left tackle Tyron Smith, and it definitely showed. The rivalry is still very much intact and will be with young quarterbacks such as Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz leading their prospective teams. Anytime you're playing on a division, you're playing in a division rivalry, it just seems that there's more riding on it. Just because the division is the winning your division is the number one goal, especially in the East. Especially in the East.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, nobody likes nobody in the East. I guess the South, you could say the South is pretty much the same way.
They are.
In the East, we don't like the Redskins, they don't like us. We don't like the Eagles, they don't like us. We don't like the Giants, they don't like us. So I don't ever see the NFC East ever breaking up, because those are storied rivals each time. Each time.
It's going to be like that, and you never know. That's one thing about the NFC East is, like, let's say right now the Giants are, 1-7, 1-8, and Washington is 4-5. But come around tonight, or is it tonight or Thanksgiving, the Giants whoop on Washington because they're division rivals. It's for some reason, when it comes to division, you get up for that team. You remember when you went to school and there was a certain team you played every year that it was just your rival? Everybody gets pumped for that. I mean, just like the Saints and the Falcons. That's like their own personal playoffs, their own personal Super Bowl. So you never know when it comes to division teams, because you never, I ain't gonna say know who shows up, because everybody can show up. The first place Philadelphia Eagles, we might go in there and run roughshod over there. I mean, just dominate them. And then next week, play Kansas City. Is it Kansas City we play next week?
We got Chargers Thanksgiving Day.
Play the Chargers and look like crap. You know what I mean? That's just a rival. That's a rival thing that nobody understands. You don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's just when it's rival with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. You just never know. It just I've never been able to understand rivals, but it's fun to watch. And tonight it's going to be rival. We are at home, right?
Right.
We got back to back home games. We go ahead and take care of Philadelphia tonight and take care of the Chargers on Thursday. That takes us, 2 games out? And it depends on what Philadelphia do next week. We don't know. The table could turn real quick.
I guess they could. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, and even though, like we said, things about our coaching staff, or things you said about our coaching staff, I'm still not ready to give up on them, because they surprised me last year, and they really, really surprised me in a few games this year. It seems like it's either feast or famine for us this year. Either we're great or we're terrible.
I'll take the latter.
I hear you.
I'll take the latter of the two. I will. We'll just have to see. I'm not sold on the Cowboys. I mean, they have talented teams every year, and you can't do nothing with the talent.
They definitely talented. Have. They definitely
and you
have
got
talent.
Piss poor coaching. It's always been that way. Dumb decisions made by the upper management, owner, i.e. owner, dumb decisions. We're not going to pay so-and-so, we're going to let him go. We're not going to pay so-and-so, we're going to let him go. We're not going to give him. Understand, you can't win a championship until you build a championship squad. There's no way. The Cleveland Browns can win a championship. You trying to tell me that whole team of players in Cleveland is that sorry? No, they're not. Piss poor coaching.
I give you it.
It's piss poor decisions being made by the front office, and it's piss poor coaching. I don't care what nobody says. The Cleveland Browns are a talented team. For you to even make it into the pros and you making that kind of money, I can't call you sorry. I can't look at you and say you're a sorry-ass player. You're a piece of garbage.
Right.
I can't say that and mean it. I mean, I can say it, but I can't say it and mean it. So if you are if you made it into the NFL and you getting a fat paycheck from the NFL, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't call you sorry. I can't call you pathetic. I can't call you anything.
Right.
Because you got further than I got.
Right. I hear you. I hear you. That's one thing about Cleveland, and I thought Cleveland was going to be good this year because in preseason they was looking awesome. Even though they were looking awesome last year in preseason as well. So to reiterate what you say in there, it is the coaching. Because they got talent. They got tons of talent on their team. But I guess they're just not going in the right direction, or the coaches are not going in the right direction. How about that?
Pretty much.
I don't get it. I wish I could get it, but I mean, I really don't care if Cleveland wins, because they're not in my division. They don't have nothing to do with me. But you think they still, maybe they're still paying for the mistakes that they made with Johnny Football?
No, I don't think. I think that mistake has been paid for and done. It's a wrap.
Where is Johnny Football at right now?
I heard he's coaching or something.
I thought he was in school.
No, he's coaching.
Huh.
It's a damn shame to win the Heisman Trophy and never make it in the pros. Damn, that's got to hurt.
He thought he had it on lock. I'm Johnny Football. You see, when he got called up on the draft, what the first thing he was doing when they called his name? Crazy, crazy, crazy. I would have never done that right there. You got to at least kind of humble yourself. You know what I mean? You got to humble yourself.
You got to humble yourself at all. You can say you're the greatest. There was one man that always talked about how good he was, and
he
backed it up.
And he was?
Who you think I'm talking about?
Ali.
Ali sat there and told you what he was going to do.
Every round.
Every round, he told you.
Yes,
he said, I'm a bad man, I'm the greatest. And you know what? He never disappointed us. He disappointed me.
Nah,
so
he did his thing.
When somebody good enough to play in the pros, you don't have to brag. That's self-explanatory. You ain't got to brag.
Got you.
You ain't got to brag at all. All right, we're in the first hour of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about the Cowboys. We'll run over some scores, and then we'll field some phone calls if any of you Cowboys want to call in and challenge what I just said. So go ahead and Andre, take us to commercial.
That's
one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how
646-716-9186 with any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms. Give us a call. For now, let's go over some scores here, Ron.
Okay. We're going to start off. We're going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Cleveland Browns. Their fourth quarter with 11:26 to go. The Jaguars are up 10-7. You're right. In other scores, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Miami Dolphins. We're just finishing the third quarter. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are up 20-13. In the fourth quarter, with 7 minutes to go, we got the Baltimore Ravens against the Green Bay Packers. Baltimore is up 13-0 in the fourth quarter with 7:16 to go. Also, in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to go, we got the Detroit Lions against the Chicago Bears. Detroit is up 24-17. And once again, they have 10 minutes to go in that matchup. Also, we have the Rams against the Minnesota Vikings in the fourth quarter with 12 minutes to go. Minnesota is up 14-7, and Minnesota also has the ball. In the fourth quarter with 13 minutes to go, the Texans are up on the Cardinals, 24-21. Like I said, once again, with 13 minutes to go. And in the fourth quarter, with 7 minutes to go, the Chiefs and the Giants tied 6-6. Still, it's kind of unusual, but the Chiefs are in New York.
That's good defense, man. That's all it is. That's two damn good defenses that ain't letting nothing slide by.
That's for sure. And the Redskins, in the fourth quarter, with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to go, up on the Saints, 24-13. That's shocking. That is shocking. Hey, Gary Sharp, how you doing, man? I've been seeing your son play. He's doing his thing. If you want to call in and talk to me, we'll go ahead. I would love to talk about your son so you can introduce him and tell everybody what college he play in and everything else. If you want to give me a call, Gary, give me a call at 646-716-9186. Once again, that's 646-716-9186. When you call in, press number one, come on and talk on my show. I would love to talk about your son. Every time I look on Facebook and I see him doing his thing, I'll be wanting to get back with you. So just give me a call when you get a chance. Right now we are on the air, so you can call in. If you didn't get the number, just I'm looking at you on Facebook. Just type on in there that you didn't get the number, and I'll give it back to you again. Okay. You know, later on today, starting at 4 o'clock, we got Buffalo Bills against the San Diego Chargers. We got the Bengals against the Broncos. We also have the Patriots against the Raiders. That should be a pretty good game right there.
Patriots Raiders?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
The Patriots going to annihilate the Raiders.
Really? And they're going to the Raiders? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Not tonight, but next week when we come back to the sports bar, we got the next or whatever. You said you got New England. I got the Raiders. The Raiders beat New England. I get a shot at Hennessy. That work?
That works.
All right. You heard it here. Remember. Remember that.
And it's got to be a double.
Okay. I like doubles. You can make it a triple for all I care. You know. I'm Hennessy Ryan. I'm trying to knock out this cold now.
All right, so we got that prediction as far as I'm saying the Raiders going to beat the Patriots. And we get a chance to chill and relax and watch that game because we got what? Another, it'll start by the time we get done here.
55 minutes left.
We can sit there and chill. And once again, we got our beloved Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Philadelphia coming into Dallas with an 8-1 record. We have a 5-4 record. But I got confidence in my team. Even though we have some players hurt and some players out, it's, I always believe the next man up. You know, I always say that all the time, next man up. And I'm hoping the next man to step up to fill that team. You never know. It might have been somebody on the practice squad that said, hey, coach, I can block over there. And came through the practice, and all of a sudden come to find out he's a machine. But and I'm looking at Cowboys changing the things today. They're not just going to lay down. This is not Cowboys a few years back and just lay down and let things die. I'm looking for them to step up big time. Don't forget tomorrow you got the Falcons. The Falcons are going to Seattle. The Falcons are going to lose. That's my prediction. I know they don't care. I'm not saying that they're going to lose just because they beat us. I'm saying they're going to lose because the Falcons are not the Falcons of last year. No way, no how, no place. Matty Ice had him in the best year that he's ever going to have. He had it last year. That's all it is. And before Matty had that, and people seem to forget. Matty Ice did have an incredible year last year, but the year before that, they was already thinking about getting rid of his behind. If you remember, he didn't have the year he had. He didn't have the year the same year he had as he had last year.
I agree.
And I think he was. I'm not gonna say fully on a chopping block, but I think they were starting to look for other options because I don't think he was carrying his weight. Going picks out of the ordinary, right? He wasn't hitting his receivers. So he had a great year last year, but his year last year was so great, I don't think he could even match what he did last year. There's no way he could match. He could have, but it's Matty Ice. So, hey, Laura. Thank you for calling in. Stephen Weeks, how's it going, man? If you want to call in and talk to us, you can give us a call. Telephone number is 646-716-9186. That's 646-716-9186. If you want to get on queue and talk to us, are you pressing the number one? You're more than welcome to come on and talk to us on the radio show. Some people get on and go, I don't know what this is. Let's talk about Philadelphia people. What do y'all think? On lock today, which actually you don't, because my Cowboys are going to do their thing. And Travis keeps saying something else other than Coca-Cola. It's only Coca-Cola. The other stuff come later.
I'm diehard, and I still don't see it. I'm diehard, and I do not see us putting a whipping on Philly tonight. I hope we do. I say it again. I hope we do. But I just don't. Just don't see
the vision. I see it.
Vision all you want to. That's the problem with me.
You don't. The problem that we had last week, right, with the tackle, you don't think we worked on that this week?
Of course you worked on it. Let's just see if it worked.
I'm pretty sure it's going to work.
Are we going to see Chaz Green out there today or we're not?
Right.
We're either going to see Chaz Green out there or we are not. We're either going to see Chaz Green get up or we don't. And the bottom line is, if Dak gets hurt in this game, I'm going to be the one sending doggone hate mail to Jason Garrett.
Look like Chaz coming with his footing. He couldn't get his timing and his footing together because that defensive end was hitting that corner so quick that he couldn't set his feet the way he wanted to. I don't know if he was out of practice or he was just off on setting his feet or whatever the case may be. But the defensive end was just too fast for him. He was not moving his feet. So I'm sure, I mean, as a professional, you're working on that. I mean, it had to be embarrassing to him as well. You seen him sitting on the sideline looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
No, I'm not going to say he's looking like that. You can see there was frustration and disgust.
Yes.
On his face. He's frustrated.
Yeah.
He's frustrated because I'm going to say that I know Chaz Green's been a tackle all his life, but has he ever played on the left side?
That's a good question.
I mean,
has he?
I mean, maybe that's unfamiliar territory playing on the left side. I don't know.
Well,
for him to be that off. He was very off. That was just something that I couldn't put my finger on. Maybe Chaz Green is a right tackle. And maybe when Tyrod went down, Jason Garrett had this goddamn brainstorm to switch him over to the left side. And when you put him over there, you didn't understand he couldn't handle that left side pass rush.
Yeah. Well, now he got some reps in. Yeah, practice all week.
Maybe.
They're not going to let this happen again. They're not going to let it happen again. You're going to see a whole different Cowboy team today. You're going to see a whole different team. They're not going to let it happen. Offense is going to be firing off on all 8 cylinders. Yes, I said all 8.
We'll see.
Because Dak's going to have time this time. And I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to start coming up with the quick dump offs. You know, if you go ahead and send this right here, the ends and the receivers are going to be prepared for the quick dump off. Get a little 4 yard here, 3 yard there, 5 yard there, and just keep on working it until it open up Eagles defense. Then we're going to start smashing them with the run. We're going to start hitting them with the run hard. I mean, we got 3-headed monster out there. We might as well go ahead and use them instead of just sparingly. I mean, they tried to run last week, but they didn't do as much running as they were going to do because you could have easily handed on the inside. If you had that tight end coming in to get Dak, you had to go ahead and keep forcing it to the other side or putting it up the middle. Okay. I think we're going to today. I think we're working on it. That's what professionals do. What's going on, Ertz? I hope so. I feel confident that we worked on these issues because I'm pretty sure they looked at our tapes and they're saying this is vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
And if we... And I'll be right with you. I'll be on this air talking to you next week or we got the next after our break and say, Travis, you're absolutely right. We need to get rid of our coaches. Because if they don't solve this problem right here that we know is an obvious problem, we're not coaches. But we know if we were out there in Dallas and it was practice, we know we had to work on it, do we not?
Yes. That's coaching 101.
Exactly. So I would be surprised. I would really be surprised if they do not work on this problem here. They never had to deal with this problem before. Am I right? The last 2 years, they have not had to deal with this problem.
They've never had. Dallas is just notorious for not being a judgment savvy team. They go in the locker room halftime. They come right back out, start playing the same stuff they were doing
first half. They did.
They'll abandon the run. They've been notorious for the run works. You abandon.
Right.
The pass rush, the passing works. You abandon the pass for the run.
Right.
It just they do that. They so predictable, and some of the stuff that they do, that just when they do bonehead stuff, you kind of sort of expect it. You just say to yourself, "Well, I knew they was gonna do that," and that's sad that you got to think like that. You got to say to yourself, "I knew they was gonna do that."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we. First thing I said when we went to the locker room down 10-7. We went to the locker room down 10-7. How you get your ass beat next? Unless you just quit. And don't tell me quit ain't in us, because I saw
quit. I saw quit. I agree with you. I saw quit.
What about anybody else?
Yeah. I did see quit.
Just real quick, we're going to go ahead and call it in about 15 minutes. Just go ahead and throw some things out there. Like Rob said, it'll be a Thanksgiving Day show because we're not, let's just, you know, nobody's going to be around. Everybody's going to be with family and friends and loved ones and this, that, that. Nobody's going to be out trying to catch a show then. Sunday, we don't have a game. So I don't think that unless Ron won't be, we'll be
with them. I'll be in Philadelphia.
But then Ron won't be here next weekend. So, and then we got a schedule. Most games are maxed out. We got Thursday. We got Sunday. We got
Monday. We'll be doing it from my home.
We'll do it that way. I mean, I see us doing it anyway.
Yeah.
We got some night games. Night game. Well, look at the schedule, and I can tell you exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm.
We got night games and night games and this and that. So,
right.
So let me check the schedule. I think we do. Let's see. The Eagles tonight. We got Chargers Thanksgiving. We got the Redskins. Thursday night game right after the Chargers game. So we got another Thursday night game.
We got 40 there, 40. We got New York in December.
We got Sunday game 4 o'clock in December. That's December 10th.
Yeah.
So that bye week, that Thanksgiving.
That was not a bye. We just had Thursday.
We just got the Redskins on a Thursday. So we got so no, we got Thanksgiving and then another Thursday after that.
Right.
Then we got like I said, the Giants on December 10th. We got another 8:30 game.
Oakland.
The Raiders Sunday night, December 17th, 8:30.
Right.
Then we got Seahawks at 4 o'clock game, and then the last game of the season. Damn it. Last game of season, 1 o'clock game against Philadelphia in Philadelphia.
1 o'clock game.
5 o'clock game. We got a lot of late games coming up, man.
Yeah.
We got a lot of late night games. And so pretty much.
Well, we'll definitely be live for the 4:30
one. Yeah, but I mean, even though we got the Thursday night game, if you want to do a show afterwards, after the Thanksgiving game, it's a 4:30 game.
After Thanksgiving.
So we'll just come out 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night. If that's okay with Andre, we can set it up.
Thanksgiving night, I'll be up from home.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay.
I'm just even coming in here.
I got you. Well, we'll have a lot to talk about because we're going to go ahead and beat the Eagles today.
Oh, by the way, Empire's not going to be open Thursday, so.
They won't be open Thanksgiving?
It won't be open Thanksgiving.
Okay, that ain't going to happen.
So,
we're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Because it's going to be the holidays, you know. It's going to be cheers and spirits.
That's your holiday. I never used the holidays as an excuse to get smashed.
No, you got smashed last night.
There you go. All up in my business again. I don't know why I'm in there. Are you in my business,
that's
bro?
All right. Can I get
out of my business, man?
Oh, can I get him some scores?
No, you got some scores as long as you stay out of my business with them scores.
Okay. All right. Stay out of Travis's business with my scores.
Whatever. What's wrong? Get a cap popped in.
Jacksonville. Still up 13-7 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in that game. Tennessee is still up as well, 20-13, and they
Tennessee.
Have the ball. I mean, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins. Miami still can't get it together.
There's
20-13
in that cup.
With 9 minutes to go. Ravens are up against the Packers 16-0 with less than 3 minutes to go. 24-24, Lions and Bears.
Oh, my.
With 2 minutes to go, Vikings are up, like you said, 21-7 over the Rams with less than 5 minutes to go.
Texans are over the Cardinals 30-21 with about six minutes to go. The Giants 9-6 with 1 minute and 38 seconds to go over the Chiefs. Redskins 31-16 over the Saints. And they have about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, I got to go in and hit them shit-talking Saints fans that was in there.
You got to go in
the
there.
The ones in there that started making fun of us, and you just lost to the Redskins.
That's bad.
New Orleans, kill yourself. Kill yourself.
You know what?
Matter of fact, there's arsenic. All y'all can make Kool-Aid like Jim Jones did.
You
gonna
have
kill
to
yourself.
You gonna have to get up and end up getting into a fight.
Man, I don't care about them clowns, man. You gonna sit there and talk about the Cowboys the way y'all gonna who that? Y'all just lost to the Redskins.
Well, you can do it in about 6 minutes.
I can do nothing about 6 minutes. I'm going in there and saying what I got to say.
6 minutes ago, Saints had the ball.
I'm gonna pass out some tissues. They broke their little crying eyes.
Saints do have the ball right now with 6 minutes to go, well, under 6 minutes to go. And the Redskins are up 31-16. That is incredible. That's unbelievable.
Like I said, just got to be careful of all the shit you want to talk. If you're gonna talk, be prepared. I mean, we walked all through Atlanta. We're going to get you, bro. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
And we run out of Atlanta with our tails tucked between our legs. Everybody's making fun of us. Be prepared. Talk shit. Shit happens. So, are you who that nation? Yeah, y'all still got the best record in the North, in the South. Y'all still got the best record. But y'all lost to the Redskins, dude.
True.
Redskins. They lost to the Redskins, dude.
The Deadskins.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. But they lost to them.
Well, once again, I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, like to thank all the groups that did come out to Empire Friday and Saturday of last week. We had an incredible, incredible time. Everybody came out from all over the place, like we were saying. We're going to do it again. We had a meeting yesterday. We're trying to get up this toy drive. We need everybody to bring us a toy in to Empire Sports Bar. It's a box sitting out here in the middle of the floor.
With nothing in it.
We're going to do it differently this year. We talked about it. You know, everybody always going with the traditional toys for tots and things like that. But we like to keep it in our community. So what we want to do is we want to grab a bunch of toys and take it to a local shelter where there's mothers and their kids. We're going to collect a bunch of toys, find a shelter of our choice. If anybody out there know of a shelter that we can go to, we want to go probably that Saturday or week before Christmas and go out there and hand out toys to the boys and girls out there in the shelters, because we know that their Christmas is not like the Christmases that we have. And we just want to give. DC Extreme is, that's our group, and that's what we're about. We're about giving. We gave a whole bunch of canned goods out. Who do we do that to?
Cab Casa.
Cab Casa. We had a box load. Everybody showed the love for all the canned goods and what do you call it, non-perishable items. And they did come pick that up. Is that still in there?
No, they came and picked it up.
They came and picked it up. So even though it's a small contribution that we made, nevertheless, it is a contribution, and we feel it does our heart good that we can go ahead and take care of people that's less fortunate than we are. And we want to try to do the same thing with this toy drive we have. So you can come up here to Empire Sports Bar and just drop off a toy. Just drop a toy off in the bucket. I mean, we don't care if you spend $3 to $5 on a toy, because these young kids don't care how much toys cost. They just want a toy that they can play with. They want to see some gifts under their trees or somebody giving them, you know, a toy that's just going to make them happy. And we love to see the look on their faces when we go up there and see the kids and their environment, and they know that the environment they're in, that they're not really comfortable in, because you see a whole bunch of families in one place. They would love to have their own house or their own apartment and receive a lot of love and toys and gifts and everything else. And that's what we want to do. We want to provide
toys and gifts to them, and we love to see the looks on their faces when it comes to Christmas, or even like we're going up there a week before Christmas to give out toys and gifts and everything else. It does my heart good. I know it does my partner over here, Travis. It does his heart good as well that we can go ahead and try to raise some things to give to them. So I want everybody out there to come by Empire, even if you're just passing by, and drop off a toy or a gift or anything like that there so we can take care of these kids. Appreciate it for the people who will do it and the people who don't. Bless your heart and all your parts. But please give if you can.
Oh my God. I want to thank you guys.
Andre, you got anything you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
Nope, we're all good.
All right. First of all, Andre, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Oh, my God.
And I'm still waiting for you to make it on out here so we can county meet face to face.
We'll try and get the funds for next year. So sorry I'm not able to do it this year. Like I said, it's the first year we've done this, and with a different cost, you know, we've got to try and minimize spending. So hopefully next year we can raise some money for me to come out there and for the show live. So everybody, happy holidays and be safe.
Stay tuned to DCX's Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. Stay tuned on our page. We'll let you know when our next show will be forthcoming. Also, I extend the same thing out from DCX to you and yours. You guys have a safe holiday, a safe Thanksgiving. Stay out of trouble. Don't drink too much. Don't do too much of anything else that'll get you in any trouble. Okay? Do the right thing. We want to see y'all again here when we get back in the swing of football and roll into these playoffs. Hopefully we'll be there. If not, then we'll pack it up, pack up our tents, wagons, and we'll try this again next year. So until next time, thanks again for joining us. Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron.
And only thing else I got to say is, how about you, Joe Walker? Yeah!